Okay.
Hello, Happy New Year. I know all of you know about rattlesnakes. Maybe some of you have seen them, but I'm pretty sure none of you have had the two experiences that we had here a few years ago with the snake. This podcast is called Rattlesnake Rescue. On the heels of accidentally bringing a rattlesnake into our home as it slithered into a rolled-up carpet outside, my wife Rini was out in the garden, only to hear the unmistakable sound of a rattling reptile. I went out to take a look and noticed the poor creature had entangled itself in our veggie-protecting netting. Rattlesnakes remain one of the most unloved animals in the country. Their rattlesnake roundups, folks will go out of their way to crush them with the automobile. And if one snake finds its way anywhere near to a house, the legless one is immediately destroyed. When it comes to wildlife, we have our distance fear factor. Seeing creatures far in a national park or elsewhere brings the threat level way down, and perhaps the appreciation level way up. The closer to home a coyote or skunk or snake comes, the less it is tolerated. I felt bad that I was responsible for the rattlesnake's plight, so I located the smallest scissors I could find, started gently and carefully removing the first of three loops that prevented the snake from retreating. Snakes help save the lives of millions of people each year as their venoms are used to treat many serious health ailments like cancer, strokes, Parkinson's disease, among others. Fascinating research from Minnesota shows that rattlers reduce Lyme disease because they prey upon the Lyme disease source, mice. University of Maryland grad student used published studies of timber rattler diets at four eastern forest sites to estimate the number of small mammals the snakes consume and match that with information on the average number of ticks each small animal carried. The results show that each timber rattler removed 2,500 to 4,500 ticks from each site annually. As I've removed the second of the mesh binds, our garden snake seemed to sense that freedom was close, and its squirming increased, as did the rattling. The last mesh piece was close to the snake's head, and the odds were high that I would be bit after removing the constriction. So I placed a small wooden board on the snake's head and made my scary snip. The snake made its happy way out of the garden. I love my rattle. I shake it for fun. I shake it as a warning not to bite anyone. So tell your friends, please don't hurt me, because I'm part of the ecology. The next podcast will deal with another animal that has been maligned through the years. It's called Fear the Deer, not the Mountain Lion. Very best wishes.